Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. The song that we're singing this week did not begin as a poem and then music added later. Nope. This song began as a tune, and this is the story behind it. Mrs. Joseph Knapp had written a tune in 1873. She really liked the tune, but it didn't have any words to the song. Well, one day, she was visiting her friend, Fanny Crosby. Mrs. Knapp played the tune for Fanny and saw that Fanny really liked it. So Mrs. Knapp asked her, she said, "Would you be willing to write some words for this song?" Mrs. Knapp played the song a second time, and when she did, she looked over and saw Miss Fanny kneeling in prayer. Then, as she started to play the song a third time, Miss Fanny started dictating the words to the song, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine." Hey, boys and girls, welcome back. I'm glad that we have another day to study our lesson together and to open our Bibles and see what God has to tell us. Before we get started, let's bow our heads, fold our hands, close our eyes, and pray. Lord, come into our hearts. Help us as we open your word, as we look in the book of Acts, as we look and see what happened to Paul in the temple, that you will be with us. That you will help us to be brave and faithful just like him. Amen. Paul and his friends were in Jerusalem when many Jews had come from all over the world to attend the feast of Pentecost. They were all there. Among those who came were some of Paul's enemies from places where he had preached about Jesus. It was kind of like camp meeting. Have you ever been to a camp meeting where people from all over your conference or your state or even like the general conference where everyone comes together and they have meetings and they spend time together and it's just a wonderful time of togetherness. You get to see people who live all over the world or in different places that you've never been or you've never seen before. So they all get together. Well, that's what Pentecost was like. People or Jews from all over would come back to Jerusalem to celebrate this feast. Among those who came were some of Paul's enemies. So in those places where he had preached and raised up churches, the people who had gotten mad and angry, the Jews, had kicked him out, they were there in Jerusalem. Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good, does it? One day Paul, who was a Jew, was in part of the temple court where only Jewish men were allowed. So does that mean Paul was allowed there? Yes, he was a Jew. He was allowed in the Jewish area, where only the Jewish men could go. Some of his enemies saw him there. Well, before that, he had been seen in Jerusalem with a Gentile friend. Those enemies thought, Oh, maybe Paul took that Gentile friend into the temple court with him because we all know that Paul loves the Gentiles. They knew that Gentiles were never allowed in that part of the temple court where Paul was that day. So let's see what happened. Acts chapter 21, the Bible tells us. Let's look at Acts chapter 21, verse 27 through 29. Acts chapter 21, verse 27 through 29. Acts is in the New Testament. Go to chapter 21. Those are the big numbers. And then once you find chapter 21, look under there for the little numbers, verse 27. We're going to read 27, 28, and 29. Acts chapter 21, verse 27, 28, and 29. Let's see what that says.
Now when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews from Asia, seeing him in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people, the law, and the place. And furthermore, he has brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled the holy place. For they had previously seen Trophimus and Ephesians with him in the city, whom they suppose that Paul has brought into the temple."
Uh-oh. They are stirring up the crowds. Have they done this before? Yes, they have. Well, now they're in Jerusalem where there's lots of crowds of people and they're doing it again. Paul, of course, had not taken any Gentile into that part of the temple court where they're not allowed. But the people became excited and angry and they dragged him out of that part of the temple court. Look at verse 30. Acts chapter 21, verse 30.
"And the city was disturbed, and the people ran together, criticizing Paul and dragging him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut."
The crowd wanted to kill Paul. But when the Roman army commander in Jerusalem heard about it, he rushed in with his soldiers to where the crowd was beating on Paul. This Roman commander, he was used to these kinds of uprisings. The Jewish people were under the control of the Romans, and they didn't like it. They were like, "We are God's chosen people. We don't need you to tell us what to do." And so there were times when they would fight back against the Romans. So those Roman commanders that were there in Jerusalem, they had experience dealing with mobs. They had experience dealing with uprisings, with people trying to take back their control. Look at verse 31 and 32.
"Now as they were seeking to kill him, news came to the commander of Gerasim that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. He immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the commander, the soldiers, and they stopped beating Paul."
So this commander is ready, isn't he? He's running down there, racing out there, took his soldiers and centurions and ran down there. He stepped in and stopped them from beating Paul. Well, the commander quickly bound Paul because, remember, when you first get on a scene, it's like, okay, let's just control this chaos. Let's try to get things under control, settle down, and then find out what happened. So Paul is in the middle of this beating, so let's arrest him. Let's bind him, and then the crowd will hopefully settle down, and we'll get to the bottom of this. Well, that's what he did. He bound Paul. He tried to find out what had he done. The crowd shouted several different things against him. They were not in unity. Some were saying one thing, some were saying another, and it was just pure confusion. When the commander told his soldiers to take Paul into the strong building that they used, into like their garrison, the crowd became wild. They became frenzied. They were so angry, so upset. The soldiers had to carry Paul on their shoulders to keep him from being killed. What? The Jewish people, God's chosen people, the ones who believed that they were following God, were trying to tear a man apart with their bare hands? Look at verse 33, 34, 35, and 36. That's four verses. Acts chapter 21, verse 33 through 36. Look at what that says.
Then the commander came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and he asked who he was and what he had done. And some among the multitude cried one thing and some another. So when he could not ascertain the truth because of the tumult, he commanded he be taken into the barracks. When he reached the stairs, he had to be carried by the soldiers because of violence of the mob. The multitude of the people following after crying, "Away with him!"
The mob was so angry. Paul's enemies hated him, and Jesus had said that hating someone is the same as breaking the commandment that says, "Thou shalt not kill." Whoa, so it's like they were committing murder in their hearts. How do you think Paul felt? Do you think he was angry at them? Do you think he was mad at them? Do you think there was hate in his heart? We're going to find out next time. Boys and girls, I know it's hard that when people do things against us, it's so easy to get angry and to do the same thing back. My husband likes to describe it like a match. Our words, our actions are like a little match. And when you strike that match, you can either just let it burn out and do nothing, or you can light a forest fire that can get out of control. And all of a sudden, everyone and everything around you is burning and is angry and is furious. That's what that mob was doing. It was like that match was struck, and that mob was so angry that they just wanted to kill Paul. When people are mean to us, what can we do? When that match is struck and that flame is burning, we have a choice. We can retaliate and get mad and light other things on fire, or we can just pray and ask Jesus for control, and we can stop that match. It'll burn out. It'll be done. Wow. That's a lot of power that we have to either make things better or to make things worse. I want to choose Jesus today. I want to ask him to help me to put out those matches, to put out the fires around me so that I can follow him and trust him and do what he wants me to do. Lord, help us to have self-control. Help us when people are angry or mad or frustrated or say things that are wrong about us. Help us to have control. To have control over our feelings, over our emotions, to call out to you for help. Thank you that you have promised that you will help us. You say, "Call to me and I will help you." Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
2 Corinthians 6:2.
Moms and dads, have your kids been enjoying the Seed Pod? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, Starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful. Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.